My dear viewers, in our daily lives, day in, day out, we speak and have conversations with many people. But it is also important that in Islam, we know the etiquettes of having a conversation with one another. Our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gives us an example of how to have a good conversation in the blessed Hadith Sharif. Some Madani pearls in regards to having a conversation. Number one. Talk bearing a smile and nice gesture. Number two, with the intention to please Muslims, maintain a respectful conduct with the elders and a kind conduct with the younger ones. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, besides getting reward, you will remain respectful in the eyes of both. Number three, shouting during conversation, which is common among friend circles these days, is not a sunnah. Number four, even to a newly born child, talk with respect, with good intentions. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, it will enhance your morals and the child will also learn manners. Number five, it's not a good habit to touch the nose again and again in front of others or to insert one's finger in the nose or ear or to keep spitting as people dislike such acts. Number six, when someone is talking, listen to him patiently till he finishes. To interrupt one whilst he is talking is not a sunnah. Number seven, don't burst out laughing while talking. Never do so at all, since the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never burst out with laughter in his blessed lifetime. Number eight, talking excessively and laughing aloud harms your personality. Number nine, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has stated, when you see a person who has been gifted with a feeling of disinterest towards this world and with a habit of speaking less, then be closer to him and avail his company, since he has been gifted with wisdom. Number 10. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, one who kept quiet attained salvation. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has stated that there are four types of conversations. Number one, purely harmful. Number two, purely beneficial. Number three, harmful as well as beneficial. And number four, neither harmful nor beneficial. Purely harmful conversation should always be avoided, and purely beneficial conversation should be adopted. It's better to avoid a conversation that is harmful as well as beneficial, and to get involved in a conversation that is neither harmful nor beneficial is a wastage of time. It is quite difficult to differentiate among these types of conversations. Therefore, it is better to keep silent. Number 11. There should always be some purpose behind every conversation, and the mentality and temperament of the listener should be kept in mind while speaking. Number 12. Always avoid indecent and rough conversation, foul language, and do not abuse anyone. Remember, it is haram iqat'i to abuse a Muslim where the sharia does not permit. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us all the ability to act upon the blessed sunnahs of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us all the ability to know the etiquettes of having a conversation. It is a humble request to the viewers that they come with the devotees of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and participate in the Madani qafilas. That way, you will learn more sunnahs and more Madani pearls. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.